But this morning, I get the privilege of dedicating a baby, and I haven't done that in a very long time. Michelle and Jeremy, I don't know Michelle as well, but I know Jeremy. I've been attending this church for almost 25 years. 25 years ago plus, I remember watching Jeremy as a little kid running around the pews. So it's been a while, but it's great to have him back, and I think it's fantastic that he wants to come back and have his daughter, along with Michelle, dedicated this morning. Dedication of a child is so much more than just a ceremony, and we're going to be praying God's blessing over them and over Harper. I was checking out the meaning of Harper this morning, and it's an English term, English name, and it comes from a person who's a minstrel. So I wonder if in her future, she's to be a musician or a singer, someone who plays the harp. In fact, Harper Lee is the author of my wife's favorite book. Anybody know what it is? To Kill a Mockingbird, right? There's some famous people born on Harper's birthday, April 12th, 2015. They come of a list like a novelist named Tom Clancy, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, whose name was Lyman Hall, an actress named Claire Danes, a talk show host, you'll recognize Dave Letterman, actor-producer Shannon Doherty, child author Beverly Cleary, one of my daughter's favorite authors, and Academy Award winner Nod, actress Saoirse Ronan. So she's in great company. Now I'm going to ask the two of them if you'd come forward. Michelle and Jeremy, would you just come up and stand here in front of me? And Mike, when you have a moment, if you could come stand behind them. Lily, if you could too, as well. There are all kinds of places, examples in the scripture of parents bringing their children to be dedicated before the Lord. One of the greatest ones is Jesus himself. His parents brought him to be dedicated in the temple. But I wanted to read this portion from Mark chapter 13, Mark chapter 10, verse 13, that talks about actually a situation where Jesus was about to begin a process, but the parents were interrupting, at least the disciples thought they were. The parents were coming forward to have Jesus actually bless their child. And thinking they were doing a favor to Jesus, they actually stepped up and told the parents to go sit down because he has more important things to do. And Jesus corrected them immediately, saying, wait a second, you got this all wrong. When you step up to do this as a parent, this is such an important step because they are publicly signifying, saying, we want to raise our child. We want to raise Harper in the knowledge and understanding of Jesus. We want her to know who Jesus is, and we intend to raise her that way. And that's a commitment, it's not just a dedication of her life today, it's a dedication of their lives to God in raising her. So this morning, as we go through the process of this, you, the congregation, are part of this as well. As we pray, we're praying along with us, you're praying along with us for God's power and his dedication upon them and upon her. Let me read this portion from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16 from the Message. It goes this way. The people brought children to Jesus, hoping he might touch them. The disciples shooed them off, but Jesus was irate and let them know it. Don't push these children away. Don't ever get between them and me. These children are the very center of life in the kingdom. Mark this. Unless you accept God's kingdom in the simplicity of a child, you'll never get in. Then gathering the children up in his arms, he laid his hands on them, blessing them. And Michelle and Jeremy, I'm going to charge you with this dedication this morning. And when we come to this portion, I'm going to ask you to respond, and you will, I will. This is upon your heart. So I charge you both as parents to teach Harper and raise her up in the fear of the Lord, to watch over her education, to direct her youthful mind to the Bible, which is God's word, to keep her from evil associations and habits, and to the best of your ability to bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Will you endeavor to do this with God's help? If so, answer, I will. Right. Can I take her? Okay. This is for a first public opinion? Hearance? Oh my gosh, look how beautiful she is. Hello? Hello? Hi. Hi. I have three girls too. And they walk over this way. Pastor Jerry's eating his heart out this morning. Yes, you're beautiful. Yes, you know it too. Over this way. Anything more precious than this? Would you stand with me? Let's stand together. Lord, this is the most precious gift in the world. Michelle and Jeremy are here, Lord, because they love her more dearly than anything else, Lord. More dearly than their own lives. Their children are the most important thing to them. We pray your blessing, O Lord, on Harper this morning. And Lord, we're not making this just a prayer. We're making this a prayer of dedication. She's yours. She's been offered back to you. And Lord, this is your plan and your purpose and your will. Let your spirit rest on her, Father. As she grows, Lord, protect her. Lord, in every decision she makes, Lord, lead her and guide her. And Lord, as she becomes an adult, that she, O Lord, would follow that same teaching, that same principle, having a true relationship with you. Let this be the beginning, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh my gosh, she's beautiful. She is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, don't go away yet. Stay right here. Stay right here. Would you two come behind them? Just lay hands on them. Congregation, would you just pray with me? Just stretch your hand out towards them. Lord, the idea of love is not free. Love isn't free. Love is binding. Love by its nature binds person to person and person to God. This morning we pray, Lord, that binding love between them, that binding love, Lord, attached to you, that you would just, God, give them the understanding they need. Lord, there will be moments when they're not sure what to do, that you would provide wisdom and counsel for them, that they would know, O God, that you are their support and their strength. And when these moments come in life that are challenging, Lord, and difficult, Lord, they would depend heavily upon you. Give them, O God, grace and strength and mercy and patience as they raise Harper and their children. Let this be a special day, Lord, and one to remember. And we pray this in Christ Jesus' name again. Amen. Amen.
Wait, wait.